People, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from London, from Radio Biafra Studios here in London. We are welcoming you once again. We're saying good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good night, in reverse order, because as we are speaking, the world is spinning around. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet created by God, we are welcoming you. We are happy that you're joining us today. Please, before we proceed any further, we would like you to invite at least 10 of your friends minimum. Do not be afraid, because there is nothing to be afraid of. Do not be afraid to tell your friends that you're a Biafran and that you're listening to Radio Biafra. Even if you're still scared or you're still afraid, write to your friends and say, I am listening to Radio Biafra. Please try and join me. They will be more than happy to do that. Once again, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. On this very day, the 27th day of July in the year of our Lord 2013, we are coming to you live and direct from London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu once again, and I'm joined by our dear sister, Chidera Akabuo, who is joining us from Johnson City in Tennessee in the United States, because we have the technology to make the impossible possible. We are very grateful to the Lord for giving us today. Not just today, today we went to inspect our transmitter. We saw it in very good health. In a short while, the pictures will be published. HMFO will publish the pictures of the transmitter. We are welcoming you. We are on track for what we said, the 28th. In fact, it is now 27 days, because one day is gone. We have 27 days left. So please, whatever you can do to make sure that we acquire this transmitter, try and do that as quickly as possible. You know how the protocol applies in Radio Biafra. Please give us some time before you start calling us, ideally around about 25 or 20 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London. You should be able to call us. The time now is nearly 10 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here on a rather damp evening in London. It's been threatening to rain. It hasn't rained. It's very humid here. Not as humid and not as hot as Houston in Texas. We were in a few weeks ago. It's a lot milder here. but it is at least still, I mean, they said in England is the warmest July in 240 years or thereabout. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this very day, the 27th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. Wherever you are, please understand that you can get Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co, peopleofbiafra.org, O-R-G, or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or biliehumanrights.org. This is Radio Biafra, the supporter of Bilie Human Rights Initiative that made it possible for the Nigerian government to be taken to court. Our case is being called up very shortly. You must know that here we say what we mean, and we mean what we say, which means that anything we say to you that we're going to do, invariably we do it. And as we said previously, our app is on its way. Please, we know we promised on the 17th, it hasn't come yet. It is on its way and it's coming. We also understand that our brethren in Malaysia met today. It was a barnstorming meeting. We are hoping to receive the video from the leaders of our people in Malaysia so we can upload it for the whole world to see that we are growing in strength and gathering momentum. People should emulate what is happening in Malaysia. If you want to be as credible, if you want to be as valued as people in Malaysia are, you try to emulate what they are doing. We are proud to say that in Malaysia, we have genuine Biafrans. Not just Biafrans, but genuine Biafrans, which is what Radio Biafra is all about, because we are here to promote not just Biafra, but to seek the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. The type of Biafra we are pursuing is a Biafra of transparency, a Biafra of truth, a Biafra of honesty, a Biafra for everybody, all inclusive for everybody who aspires to the equality of man and woman before God, who embrace hard work and truth at the same time. We make bold once again to proclaim to the whole world so that anybody, if you have anything damaging, if you feel you have any rumor, you have any information that you feel might help guide our programming, that you feel that could allow us or enable us to focus our minds a lot better in terms of delivering the content of this program, please do so. If you think we have done anything wrong in the past, please come on the air and say it. That is why we proclaim every evening that Radio Biafra is incorruptible, that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. We are saying it because there is nothing against us. We have no skeletons in our cupboard. We have not done anything to jeopardize the struggle for Biafra. We have not done anything to bring the noble name of Biafra into disrepute, as some people have done in the past. So please, we are asking you, wherever you are, just don't join us. Please go to Facebook, Radio Biafra London, and continue the excellent work of adding all your friends. If you do A to Z, you think you finished, try a combination of consonant and vowel. Try to combine a few names you know. You'll be amazed at the sort of people that who will come up you have not added. Add all your friends to our Facebook site. We want to be able to get to 1 million people. We want to be able to get to at least 200,000 likes on the page, because we have the page, which is Radio Biafra. We have the group, which is Radio Biafra London. Continue to invite your friends. Go to the page to also like it. It is critical. And give us your comments. We want to hear your views. That is why at Radio Biafra, we make it possible for people to call Radio Biafra to express their views. Radio Biafra is received in every country, in every continent of the world. And the number to call is +44 783 130 8376. I repeat, +44 783 130 8376 for those of you in the US. If you want to, if you prefer us to pronounce it that way, or you can join us on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. That way, you should be able to call us. Our lines open in roughly about 30 minutes' time. I'll be handing over to our dear sister Chidera to please give us on this day, the 27th of July in the year of our Lord 2013, to give us the headlines and accompanying news roundup, please.
The news headlines. We're reporting today that Ladipo traders are on rampage. Also reporting that a woman flees with 6 months pregnancy and sells the baby for 100,000 naira. Also that police rescue 55 children and arrested 12 suspected human traffickers. We are also reporting that Governor B is saying that Ojukwu wanted the next governor to come from Anambra North. And lastly, that army in Borno corners Boko Haram leader Shekau. The news in detail. The crisis rocking the leadership of Ladipo auto spare parts market, Motion, took a new dimension on Thursday as the executive members of Ladipo Central Executive Auto Dealers Association and some of its members took to the streets protesting the imposition of Alhaji Oladotun Abibu Oki as the Babaloja of the market. LACEC and its numerous supporters had on Thursday launched an attack on the Alhaji Oki-led administration over what they described as an attempt to impose his authority on them. Alhaji Oki had organized some of his loyalists to clean the environment during the weekly environmental sanitation, but were attacked by the aggrieved members of the LACEC, who claimed that he was encroaching on their territory. Addressing the protesters, President General LACEC, Comrade Ikechukwu Anemalu, said that the union rejected the imposition of Alhaji Oladotun Abibu Oki as the new Babaloja of the Ladipo General Market. Out of the 34 existing units in the market, Alhaji Oki controls only a unit. There is still an ongoing battle over his appointment as the new Babaloja. It was his attempt to impose his authority on us that led to the crisis that erupted on Thursday. We demand a formal election so that the people will decide who their leader will be. The police of Enugu State are now investigating how a 27-year-old housewife, Mrs. Njideka Okorie, eloped with 6 months pregnancy and went into hiding, where she was later delivered of a baby girl, which she sold to one Agatha Okonkwo at Isieka Ihiala in Anambra State for 100,000 naira. Saturday's Sun gathered that Njideka has been married to Samuel Okorie for over 10 years. The marriage was already blessed with 4 children. While they were expecting the 5th child, the wife eloped with 6 months pregnancy from their home in Olo, Imo State. The housewife also fled her matrimonial home with the other 4 children in March and returned for 4 months after, precisely on July 5, 2013, with the 4 kids, but without the pregnancy of their 5th child. Benue State Police Command yesterday paraded 12 suspected human traffickers just as it rescued 55 children from them along Otupo Enugu Road. The traffickers, according to the State Commission of Police, Adams Awudu, were in the business of cajoling unsuspected parents to release their children and words to them with the assurance that they would give them better future. Awudu, while parading the suspects yesterday, said his men apprehended 7 of the suspects traveling in a convoy of 3 minibuses on Monday at a checkpoint on Otupo Highway, while the remaining 5 were arrested from different locations in the state. He noted that the eagle-eyed security operatives discovered during their search in the intercepted vehicles a total of 55 persons, including 17 children between the ages of 5 and 17. Governor Peter Obi of Anambra State has reiterated his commitment to Anambra North producing his successor, insisting it was necessary in order to maintain equity, fairness, and justice. Governor Obi made this known while answering questions on ABGA commitments that the next governor will come from Anambra North during the town hall meeting at Onitsha North Local Government Headquarters on Thursday. Our leader, Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, died as a man of honor, and he fought the cause of justice till his last breath. Together with him, we made a firm commitment that after my humble self, the next governor of the state would come from Anambra North. The leader of the Boko Haram Islamic sect, Sheikh Abubakar Shekau, may have been cornered by operatives of the Joint Task Force in Boza Hills, Borno State. A top security source told Saturday Punch on Thursday that the JTF had located the area where the Boko Haram leader was hiding. The source stated, "We are combing Boza Hills where we believe Shekau is hiding." The source also added that a unit of the Army's Special Forces team had launched a well-coordinated assault on a group of insurgents somewhere in the Boza Hills areas on June 26, 2013. Shekau, the source added, was in the group of Islamists with some of his closest aides. This is the news of today, 27th of July, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very, very much, Ida, for that. Thank you. We're very grateful to you that this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, that was just our headlines and also accompanying news roundup. On this day, the 27th of July, in the year of our Lord, 2013, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Once again, I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the great people of Biafra. We are here to bring you news, views, commentaries, and analysis, including reports also regarding how we're going to restore Biafra, a Biafra of truth and honesty, a Biafra of transparency, a Biafra where men and women are created equal, both before God and before the law, a Biafra without blemish, a Biafra that will be the pride of the entire human race, a Biafra where even when the Messiah comes, we'll be able to spend the night. We are welcoming you wherever you are once again. Now, the number to call, should you wish to join this conversation later on, is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. This is the only platform on this planet that allows you unrestricted, unfettered, unadulterated free speech. You can come here to speak your mind as long as whatever you have to say is within the bounds of reason, taste and decency. We welcome it. We want to hear your views. We want to hear your opinion. You don't have to agree with us, please. We want you to disagree with us sometimes because it makes us better. We want you to criticize us even more because it makes us better. When we do it right, please, you say we're getting it right. When we do it wrong, you please try and remind us, because this station belongs to everybody. It belongs to everybody who is listening. This very radio station is supported by the listening public. We don't have any sugar daddy, we don't have anybody, we don't have any man or any woman solely sponsoring Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is the responsibility of all genuine Biafrans. We must reiterate, all genuine Biafrans, not the fake ones. That is why on Radio Biafra, we encourage people to come here and speak their mind. As we heard from our sister Chidera, the headlines are not very good reading. This is the third day in a row that we are bringing a type of news that will make people weep, that will make people begin to question, begin to wonder who they are and where they are coming from on this planet. We are reporting that Ladikpo, for those of you who don't know Ladikpo, Ladikpo is near Oshodi. At the turn, when you're approaching the airport, if you're coming from Third Mainland Bridge and you go over Oshodi Bridge and you want to approach the airport, if you're going to the airport or in the zoo, before you turn right, is on the left-hand side. If you're proceeding all the way on along Apapa Express Road, is on your left-hand side. The entrance is before the Guardian newspaper house. It's called Rutam House, before we had the published Guardian newspaper. That is where Ladikpo is. Ladikpo is a spare parts market, opened, run, and operated by Igbo people exclusively. They import spare parts from all over the world, especially Belgium, second-hand spare parts from all over the world, and they sell it there to try and eke out a living. Because this market is in Lagos, the Yoruba people are insisting on running the market, despite the fact they don't have as many stalls as the Igbo people. We have been closing Ladikpo down, rejigging the laws all the time to make it possible for Yorubas to go in there. Now, what have they done? There is a crisis of leadership at Ladikpo Auto Spare Parts Market in Mushi. This ugly development took a new dimension on Thursday, 2 days ago, as the executive members of Ladikpo Central Executive Auto Dealers Association and some of its members took to the streets. These are Igbo people. Let us forget calling them Central Executive Auto Dealers. These are Igbo people who are spare parts dealers. The same way they are at Idumota, it's the same way they are at Ladikpo. They are protesting the imposition of Alhaji. Listen to this very carefully. They are protesting the imposition of Alhaji Oladotun Abibu Oki as the Babaloja of the market. They are not calling him, they are not using English language. They are using a Yoruba title to remind the Igbo people that they are on Yoruba soil. This is a country that is meant to be secular. The group is known as LASEC, and its numerous supporters, they only on Thursday, they said, launched an attack on Alhaji Oki-led administration over what they described as an attempt to impose his authority on them. These are shops owned by Igbo people, run by Igbo people, developed by Igbo people, built from the ashes by Igbo people. Now, as with everything else in the Zoological Republic, it's been given over to Yoruba people to run. It's been given over to Yoruba people to manage. Yoruba people are the ones in charge of Ladikpo Market. They were talking about environmental sanitation, which is what they always use. They tell you, oh no, it's very filthy, we want to clean it. Igbos should move out, let's bring in Yorubas to clean it. After the Yorubas must have finished cleaning it, they will stay put. They won't go anywhere, and they'll give them stalls. We will go to the part of this news that is extremely distressing so that our people understand. We are never going to be tired of saying it. That everything that is happening now, we did say they were all going to happen. One after the other. One by one, they will come to pass. They will take your wealth away from you from in Lagos, and you do nothing about it. Regardless of who you are, they can born you in Lagos. You can school in Lagos. You can have Babatunde as your friend. You can have Lola as your friend. You are wasting your time. You are an Igbo person to them. You are not part of them. You'll be discriminated against. It doesn't matter if your mom is Yoruba and your dad is Igbo, or your dad is Yoruba and your mom. It doesn't matter the combination it is. You are going to be discriminated against. Even Yorubas are discriminating and putting it in our faces. The other day they deported us. Now they have the effrontery to impose a Yoruba person on Ladipo market that is exclusively an Igbo auto spare parts market. They protested. They have somebody they call the royal father of the market, who is Chief Michael Nwosu. What a royal father of a market is, only God in heaven can tell. The type of titles that come out of that place, may God have mercy upon them. 99% of the marketers in Ladipo are Igbo people, according to Chief Michael Nwosu, who is the father of the, he can be a father of the market, but not the leader of the market. He is not the administrator of the market. He doesn't control what happens in the market. The person that determines if Ladipo market stays open or is shut is a Yoruba man. And his name is Alhaji Oki. His name is Alhaji Oladotun Abibu Oki. That is his full name. Now, let us hear what Chief Nwosu has to say. N'ihi na ọwa gwanti ma ọnụ egbupụ isi ya na ntị esoro banye n'ime akpa. Our people do not listen. They are deaf. Even the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are better than some of them in the north and in Lagos and the surrounding areas. They do not listen. All the properties you are acquiring in Lagos, they will take from you. They have not given you certificate of occupancy. You do not own those properties. They will harass you and deport you into go and mark it down somewhere. You think that owning a property in Lagos is going to save you from deportation from Yoruba people? Of all people, I don't mind being deported from Europe or from America or from somewhere in Asia. But to come to Nigeria in a zoo and be deported from one part of the zoo to another is incredible. Let us hear what Chief Nwosu had to say. Because when he starts paining them, when he starts pinching them, they'll then realize that they're Igbo people. But if you go to them, they speak Yoruba to you and tell you, "Na rap godifa." Now let us hear what Chief Nwosu had to say. This is Chief Nwosu. We appeal to the Southeast governors, Igbo leaders across the globe, including Radio Biafra, of course, to come to our aid. They are now asking you, you claim you're a Nigerian, you are in a part of Nigeria, why are you asking for help? They asked us to go back to our villages. This is Chief Michael Nwosu saying in Lagos. Yoruba people are asking us to go back to our villages. Can you believe such nonsense? People don't understand when we get angry. People don't understand the reason why we get upset. People cannot appreciate the need for us that is something called dignity. Go and look for what is called honor. H-O-N-O-U-R. Forget the American spelling, which is H-O-N-O-R. It's not correct. It's not English. Go and look for H-O-N-O-U-R. Honor. Go and look for integrity. Go and look for what is called glory. Go and check the dictionary meaning of all these words. These are the three ingredients that builds up a man and a woman and a country. These ingredients are lacking. And that is what Radio Biafra wants to put back into the minds, into the head, into the hearts of our people. That there is something called dignity. There is something called honor. That sometimes being poor with your honor and pride intact is better than being a wealthy spare parts dealer in Lagos, where you are treated less than a beggar. You are treated like a criminal. You suffered, you slaved, you labored and built up your own business, but you built it up in a foreign land. Yoruba land is not your land, and they are telling you in simple Yoruba or simple English or simple broken English, so you can have some sense talked into you. These people are daft, and I tell them, that's what suits you. Yorubas, even Yoruba are insulting you, and you're not ashamed of yourselves. Let us hear what Chief Michael Nwosu had to say. We appeal to the Southeast governors, Igbo leaders across the globe to come to our aid. They asked us to go back to our villages. If we are not ready to accept the leadership of Alhaji Oke, or Oke, of course, Rat or Oke, whatever they call him, we pay our taxes in Lagos and have every right as Nigerians to buy and sell anywhere. They are begging to buy and sell in their own country. These people in Lagos, are they okay at all? Are they normal? Are they human beings? You don't have any shame that you come and be talking such nonsense, asking for help from people all over the world. You are royal father in a market in a foreign land. Our people claim we read the Bible, yet we do nothing with it. These are the reasons why I left University of Nigeria and Soka in my third year to come to England to study, because they don't teach you anything. People are monumentally daft. They go to university, they come out more stupid than even went in the first place. How can you be asking for help? Yorubas are asking you to go back to where you come from. Didn't you know before that Yoruba and Igbo people are not the same? Do you not know that Nigeria was a contraption built by man, that only God can create a nation? Do you not read about what is called pride and honor, that your honor and your pride cannot be insulted? How can you sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Go and every Sunday you are in the front row. You people are not ashamed of yourselves. The same spare parts you sell, you go to a Yoruba church, your Yedekwa, all these useless, so-called hopeless talkatives from Yoruba land claiming they're preaching the Bible. You go and give them tithe. You go to Ladekwa, they take your goods, they disgrace you, they insult you. The same Sunday, tomorrow, you go to Church of God or for Yedekwa, all those nonsense, useless people, and give them money for a tithe. You're not ashamed of yourself. You claim you're intelligent, you know everything because you're a trader. As my friend Samume would say, Igbo people, we have sold so much consumer goods that our common sense have been consumed in the process. Because the more you sell consumer goods, in the process you become consumed yourself. Our people will lack honor and dignity, and that is why we have Radio Biafra. We are going to restore it in abundance. We are returning from whence we came. We are returning to the land that God gave to our people, the land that is the center of the creation of humanity on this earth, the land that is at the epicenter of creativity, or sitting on an axis, sitting on a tectonic plate that has never moved since earth was formed. We are a very special people. And because we don't recognize it, that is why God is punishing us. This is Radio Biafra. We are also bringing you another very distressing news. Because there is no good news to bring, I'm sorry to say. We cannot tell you that people are having naming ceremonies or that B2B has built another shopping mall in the north. No, we don't bring you such tittle-tattle. We bring you the news the way it affects you, so you understand the mess we are in as a people. A woman fell pregnant. When it was time to deliver the baby, she left her husband's home to go and sell it for 100,000 naira. 100,000 naira, dear people, is 400 pounds. 400 pounds, a child. We were told by Dr. Justin Akujeze in Chicago. Dr. Akujeze of Ekwenche told us in his lecture to us that we are the only people on this earth that saw the creation of a human being as the handiwork of God. That is why we call a human being mad, which means the beauty of life. Ndoka, Kundubisi, all the rest of it, all these names, have been jettisoned. This woman, her name is Mrs. Njideko Okorie, ran away because she was looking for 100,000. Hunger and destitution drove her to go and sell her baby. Drove her to go and sell her baby to one Agatha Okoronkwo, Officiaka in Ihiala in Anambra State. These are Igbo people. Do you see why we need Biafra as quickly as possible? How do you think God will bless us after he's in heaven watching us? How do you think he's going to bless Igbo people? How do you think he can give us Biafra when such abomination is happening? We did fasting yesterday and prayer. God will come today. We did fasting on Friday, and on Saturday he's hearing that a woman has gone to sell the child for 100,000 naira. How do you think God is going to feel? It's so depressing, it's untrue. It's so depressing, it's untrue. And to add insult to injury, police rescued 55 children and arrested 12 suspected human traffickers. Or beginning a man in the matter. Why do we sell people? I keep asking. Ndibo, why do you specialize in selling? Why? What benefit is there to sell people? Why are we selling people? This is happening in Benue State. Of course, Benue State Police Command said yesterday that they paraded 12 suspected human traffickers just as it rescued 55 children from these people along Otrupo Enugu Road. 55 children, for goodness sake, 55. What do you think had these children gone missing? These are the ones that they are reporting. How about the ones that are not reporting? How about the ones that are happening and we don't know or hear anything about it? Have you asked yourself what is going on, where you come from? Please, you might as well go and phone home and ask them if your nieces and your nephews are anywhere to be found. No wonder people that live abroad don't want to go home anymore, because your child could be playing outside and the next day. Exactly what happened at the height of slavery, slave trade. They cross Atlantic. The same thing is happening now. There's been no shift. Yet we carry Bible every day that God is in control. Every monkey you meet on the street, oh, God is in control. God is, to God be the glory. And you are dying and you're being punished for your treachery, for your deceit and for your lies. I'm sorry for the tone of the broadcast, but the truth must be told, because this is Radio Biafra. If you want lies, go somewhere else. If you want to be like the BBC, that Nigerian Senate are there passing laws on pedophilia, they're not saying anything. I challenge anybody who is in England today, if you're in anywhere in Britain, the whole of Britain, even go online and see what they're saying about child law, what they're planning to do to Google. Can you believe that the British government, BBC, and all the rest of them are threatening Google? That Google is because there is no pop-up ad when you Google child pornography via Google on the internet, the search engine. Yet these people are quiet when Nigerian senators are asking everybody to become a pedophile. That is why you need Radio Biafra. That is why we are here. These are the principal signature headlines we are bringing you today on a day of infamy. When Chief Michael Nwosu, who is the royal father, or so to speak, of Ladipo Market, is telling us, is pleading with us, you, the listeners all over the world, to come to their rescue. Why does he want you to come to their rescue? Because they're about to take their shops away from them. Again, yet again, in Lagos. Uchinte, people are deaf. They don't want to hear. And God is going to deal with us as a people. Igbo people, we told you people to go and write it down, that the type of things that will be happening in Igbo land unless we seek Biafra immediately, people will marvel. Because God will destroy us. God will destroy us in our entirety unless we turn back, not just face God, though. Go and face Biafra. Biafra is the path that leads you into righteousness. Without Biafra, you are nothing. Those are our headlines and accompanying news summary on this day, the 27th of July. The time now here in London is gone to roughly about 22 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I am not happy. I am not pleased, because there is nothing to be pleased about. People, we are talking about closing baby factories. Many more are springing up. Because there are no factories now, women are now getting pregnant and selling their kids on. What they're doing with those babies, only God in heaven knows. The number to call is +447 831 308 376. I repeat, +44 is a London number, 783138376. You can join us on Skype by please adding Radio Biafra, all one word and in lower casing, Radio Biafra, to your Skype contact list. Then you should be able to call us. Thank you very much for joining us, and remain where you are as we go to get from our dear sister her perspective, her opinion on what we are presenting this evening. Chidera, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Director.
Which one catches your attention? There are so many of them, we don't even want to go through them all, but the three that is of significance to us, the three that we are, let's just even not even talk about Peter Obi, who has now gone to the dead and got a message from Ojukwu saying they should get Anambra, the next Anambra governor should come from Anambra North. The same lies and the people using Ojukwu's name to steal and cheat. Ndioshi, it's not going to work for them again. Please tell us which one catches your attention and which one do you think?
Yes, the one that catches my attention, the one of the woman that flees with the 6 months pregnancy and selling the baby for just the chicken change of 100,000 naira. I mean, is that the exchange for life or the soul of the baby? That's something that is very appalling. I mean, like you just said, I'm happy. Yeah, so this was something that we were talking about the other day. We were busy complaining and thinking of how these baby factories are going to close down, and someone is still doing it for even a lesser price, just 100,000 naira. And it's not even that, because some of them, him na no before, or maybe some ladies that are Louis D or something, they didn't have anyone to take care of them. But as the news says that she's married, she has a husband that takes care of her, I would assume. So why would she want to sell her baby? For what reason would she want to do that? That's just what I don't understand. That's very, very terrible. And these are the kind of things that we should not allow to continue, because they are contaminating our land with this kind of thing. Also, the people that were involved in human trafficking, just like you said, it's almost like slavery. That was what we were doing in the past. And look at now, we're going to have a lot of problem trying to find all these people for them to trace back their ancestry. We're still looking for how the ones that have been sold already can trace back their ancestry, and they're trying to sell more people, creating more problems for us. This is something that we should stop. We have to stop it, because it's not good at all, especially for the new Biafra that we're going to get, because this kind of things will not be tolerated. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're even going through some of the messages on Facebook, which is some of them make very quite hilarious reading. There is this gentleman who is there. His name is Jamaican Man. I don't know what that means. Nadi's Jamaican Man. He reminded me of what was it? Warrior that sang that song. Onyekama Kolamono. He reminded me of that song. Oriental brother song.
Onyekama
Kolamono. Maybe you weren't born by then. It's for older people that know these things. I'm not sure you were born by then. The period that we're talking about is for those of us who are a lot older that will understand this very song. But of course, you may have heard about it. This very song is quite touching and very moving. How can somebody you're better than insult you and abuse you? How is that possible? How on this earth is that possible? Why are we the way we are? Why don't we? Can somebody come on the air and tell the whole world why we don't have any shame here? Why are we not ashamed of ourselves anyway in the first place? We are in England. Radio Biafra is based abroad. The half of you, some people are in Maryland. The other half of Olo is in Atlanta. In fact, the entire village is in Atlanta. We are scattered all over the world. Waka, Siako, Waka, all over the place. With no sense of cohesion, no sense of direction, and no sense of purpose until we came. Those we looked up onto to give us all these key factors that are needed for us to accomplish our self-determination, realize our goal to be free as a people, have all let us down. Yesterday, during the fasting, I kept asking God, what do you want us to become? What do you want us to be? Why are these things happening to us? Who committed this sin? That calamity after, not just calamity. If it's earthquake, we can begin to endure it. If it's fire, if it's wildfire, we can begin to even endure it. This is humiliation after humiliation. Because we did not reply to the Hausa people, Yorubas are emboldened to be insulting us. Saying, what can you do? That led the royal father somewhere to be telling us that he's asking for help. We should come and help them in Ladegbo. Help them get their market back. Help them to relieve them of their stupidity. We remind them to go back to the Bible and read it very carefully. Let them know that you do not sing the Lord's song in a strange land. We cannot worship God in Lagos. We cannot worship God at Ibadan. Our own God, the God of the Biafran people, doesn't reside in Kano. The God of the Biafran people is not in Yola, is not in Mina, is not in Sokoto, is not in Zungeru, is not in Adamawa. That God is not in Maiduguri and can never be. The God of Israel resides in Jerusalem. The God of the people of Biafra, Chukwuma Abiama, lives in Biafra. He doesn't live anywhere. You cannot seek him and find. If you like, cover yourself in the Bible. If you like, use Evo Stick gum and plaster the Bible all over your body. You cannot find God anywhere else. When people tell you God is all around you, is bunkum. Our own God, Chukwuma Abiama, is in Biafra land. And that is where we're going to go and serve him in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome your calls. The lines are open now. You can call Radio Biafra. The line to call once again is +44 7831308376. I repeat, +44 7831308376. Or you can call us on Skype. We've had a lot of callers on Skype already. Please call back and the Skype again. Just add Radio Biafra to your Skype list and you call us. We should be able to take your call now. We know that Chukwu Dubem have called, Chris also have called, and Sam Madoka and Kelvin Ibe. We are all, and amongst many other people, we are now in a position to take your calls. That this is Radio Biafra coming to you today from London, from the studios of Radio Biafra, and Nnamdi Kanu. And on this day, we are bringing you information, very harrowing information, about the disgrace being done to Igbo people, people without shame. They are not worthy to live. And Chidera will tell us about that later on. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
This is Gospel calling from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong. Gospel from Hong Kong. Please raise your voice and reduce the background noise around you. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just want to salute your courage over the way you've been handling this issue already. In fact, this topic you brought in today really impressed me. A lot of atrocity is being committed by our people. I don't know if it's in poverty or what. We will portray our image. We don't even portray. I mean, the Igbos are people that they respect. We don't put it tomorrow. And that's why when they say Igbos are the descendant of Israel, I still want to believe that we're supposed to be genuine, whatever we do. If you come to importation, we import fake drugs today. If you come to a lot of things that we do. Last time somebody just came in here was telling me that if I have parents in Nigeria, I should tell them to stop drinking this, what is it called, energy drink. That somebody planted the three containers, 40 feet. An evil man. So we cannot, this atrocity is something we can no longer bear again in this whole life. So if I am very, very grateful the way you are talking about this atrocity, because if we are there to be one-sided, I think it is not balanced. But I am very, very grateful. And let us speak out wherever we are. Concerning the issue of Ladipo, I have told them that with that number while I was in Lagos. There's nothing that will miss me. At least, only baby blasting a year and a memo of Liam Mara here. It can't continue. What about, at least we should learn. During after the war, most of our properties were abandoned. I see no reason why people should be going around. They go to Lagos, you know, see a car. The next day, they will tell you, go to another place and develop it. And you will, especially you go there, you can push hole. Which is very, very bad. I see no reason. My in-law called me last time and asked me, come and buy a land in Lagos, very close to my land. I said, I'm not buying anything that is more than Eastern region. I will not do all Jaffra. Anything more than that place, I'm not going to. Even Asaba, I find it difficult to invest there. So let us learn from our past experience. What happened in River State? I think it's enough a reason for us to stop investing here and there in Nigeria. Go to the northern area. Every better house there are owned by Igbos. And they want you out by all means because you develop their own land. We have lands, open lands in Igbo State, in Anambra State, in Enugu State, in Ebonyi. They are deserted. Look, if you go to our own state, they look very deserted. If you go to Lagos, every here and there, go to Ikotu, Ikotu will not even understand how Ikotu looks. Before, if you look at Ikotu before, it was very, very useless area. But today, Igbos are going there to buy land. Go to Gandu. They are developing it every day. At the end of the day, they will chase them away. Let them come back home if you want to listen.
But there could be something driving us away. All to go when here in Imala. Something must have been buried on the ground. Something is pursuing us from home. Something is driving us away. Why all the good people are outside? ndị ọjọọ ndị na-agwọ nsị ndị na-emepụ emerụ ala ndị na-atụrụ ụmụaka na-ere awụ ndị hapụrụ n'ụlọ.
I have told them, if you are in the village, ụmụnna nwunye ndị Igbo na-ekwu sị na ụmụnna anaghịgide ya n'anya. It don't like easy brain go ask my people like what problem. So in never hand you, you tell them that person name your job. Why not openly in your community? Tell him come out. Stand as a man. He got to go to job to do Olembwe. That is the issue. Oh, a lot of people not just here. People they will better do. But he get one of them bishop. That is the simple issue. You need to stand as a man and fight their cause in a just way. I don't believe na mad matufu mad matufu. Like my own where I come from, it's not even easy. But I stood my ground and maintained it. So what would do the ma? That is what you should understand. So let us come back home. Forget about living abroad. Seeking about the wisdom we gain. Let us come back home and stop developing other people's area. It pains me when we come out here discuss with Europe. Suddenly you see them investing. Anyone that has money, they will go back home and invest it at home. But we will want to invest any place like Ghana. I talk, I dominate everywhere. Okay, watch Sadona's. So watch Sadona's speech. I want in about my Igbo brothers that when he give them a yard, when he give them a foot, they want to take a yard. That when he came here, he's an organization program. When he came here, he make sure that every woman is removed and also man is there.
My brother, stay where you are. Stay where you are. Let's take this cup. Don't go away. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is John Paul Collins. Hello.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is John Paul calling from Malaysia.
John Paul, or one hand, Naginere call Naginere John Paul. What is your real name? This is Radio Biafra. What's your real name?
Chidera calling from Malaysia.
What is your real name?
My name is Chidera.
And what is your surname?
My surname is Oyekwe.
That is your name, not John Paul. This is, we don't answer nickname here. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay.
Make your point.
Okay. I want to know the way forward to get this Biafra.
You want to know the way forward to get Biafra?
Yes.
Get a pen and paper.
Okay, I will pen here.
Write down Ikechukwu Enyiago.
Okay.
Enyi and Ago. And contact him on Skype.
Okay.
His name on Skype is Ike.Enyiago. Contact him. He will tell you what to do. That this is Radio Biafra. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are. Hello? Give us the caller on this, on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. Biko, Afambo Chukwu Dubem.
Ahanaga, we're getting.
Oh, Biasa, listen from Doha.
Yes. Go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, ihu na-eme na amasị mụ adịm much interested ọ dị mma. Onwe ife from what ihe m nụrụ gbasata Lupita Obi. Hello?
We are, don't listen to your radio, talk to us via Skype. Please speak to us through Skype only. Don't listen to radio. You can't talk on Skype and go to radio to hear your voice. No. Speak to us on Skype alone,
okay.
Please. Turn it off and speak to us on Skype.
Yeah.
About P2B. P2B is now claiming he maybe he saw Juku in a dream. Or he went to the
spirit.
Because
Adam surprised no detainer. Oje went as you Juku. Where see a cave governor is not. Ojuku on Kemola one board in the call Gwariaya.
I don't know. It's not a day for laughter. I'm very, very upset, but you're right. I'm on money Gwariyanka. I don't know who told him.
Because onye Anambra kambo. Ọchịchị abụghị onye bi okwuka bụ ebe ọchịchị ya esi bịa. Iwata.
Yes.
Ihe ịchọrọ bụ onye ya achịta anyị ọfụma. Iwata.
Yes.
Mmadụ ịnọ na bia wee ka ọgba na n'oju kwụsị. Ọ ga-edete n'akwụkwọ wete n'eje kpọnitekwa n'ojukwu na o wee kwuwasịkwa.
I like that. Let's go and bring Ojukwu from the grave. Get
yes.
him back from the spirit to tell us. Peter Obi is a room.
Ọ kpọnitekwa Ojukwu, ọ ga-eje kpọnitekwa Ozik.
Yes, I agree with you completely. I agree with you.
Sochekwuo na nke ọzọ e kwuru nwaanyị lelu nwa 100,000. ana m ajụ ọkwa n'ihe nwute agụụ ọ na onwezi ụmụnna
ọgbakwụjena ụmụnna ụmụnna ihe ere na ya she can go to the ụmụnna they will even pick her and the child as well and sell two of them at the same time to make more money.
Onye ahụ anyị achọwakwa Biafra biko
n'ike. Without Biafra, we are dead as a people. Let them go and put it down. So I keep telling people to write down what we are saying. When they happen, we take it off one after the other. That they are all going to die, one after the other. If you like, you can live in Alabama. If you like, you can live in I don't know where, in India. If you like, stay in Australia. If you like, live in Russia. If you like, be in England. If you like, be in London. Many bad things will happen to our people unless we seek Biafra as quickly as possible. God will destroy us as a people. That is why we can't. Can you tell me a people who can't go home in the entire zoo called Nigeria? Only Igbo people are afraid of going home. Yet, we are the ones now like Hausa people. It's amazing. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Raise your voice and turn the radio off. Give us your name and where you are. Turn your radio off, please.
Hello, are you hearing me?
I can hear you now, yes. Turn your radio off.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No.
No. When you turn your system off, then you call us back, please. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. Christian, we cannot hear you. Christian, we cannot hear you. Have you turned your... No, they have not. They have not. They have not. Please, we suggest you try and call us and remain where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, yes. Please.
Yes, director, I hear you.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Hello, director.
We can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, director.
Then go ahead and say what you want to say. We are waiting for you to say something.
Yes. Director, how are you?
We are very well, thank you. Go ahead and make your point.
Yes, director. My name is Robert Otujeme.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Robert Otujeme calling from India.
Yeah, from India, we are listening and tell the person on the background to stop making noise.
I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Robert Otujeme Patrick, calling from India.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, director, I must appreciate you for your good work, for your efforts. I say keep on for your work, okay? So straight to my point, director, whatever is going on to the Igbos in Nigeria today, anyway, I may say that I don't blame the Yorubas or the Hausas, because to my contribution today, I will say that we are going to hold Peter Obi responsible for whatever is happening in Anambra State, because we have been asking Peter Obi to release the autopsy of the dead ones, which was dumped in Oji River, which he did not release. So it happened that the Yorubas still come to Lagos, still come to Anambra State and dump and deport 70 people in that state. I may say it's the one who is the cause. How are we sure if it is not the same Yoruba people that dumped the dead body in the Oji River? How are we sure is it not Hausa people that dumped the same dead body in Oji River? What are we talking about, director? We have to research our conscience very well, because Peter Obi is he's behind all the things we are passing about. He's behind it. So I would like people to still reason about this. This contribution, reason about it, because I don't see the reason why the people from the Western and from Yorubas, the fools that I'm not afraid of them. They are fools. Yorubas are fools. How can they do such thing? I'll be trying to call in even when you are in the United States of America, but unfortunately you are not picking my call because a lot of call is coming in the studio. So that is my contribution tonight. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. We appreciate your call. Anytime you call, we appreciate it, and we would like you to continue calling Radio Biafra because this is your station. If you call Radio Biafra and we don't take your call, it's not because of anything. It's just the sheer volume of people calling. That is why we don't take everybody. We would love to take as much of your calls as possible, but when we are inundated with calls, we can only talk to one person at a time. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Onyekachi Solomon. I'm calling from Lagos.
Yeah, you're calling from Lagos. Have they deported you yet? About to deport you. You're in Lagos.
My brother, they have not deported me, but we know that Lagos is not our place. But it pains me a lot that our people are not hearing this from Radio Biafra because they don't have means of hearing this. So it pains me. I want to use this opportunity to plead with our people to please. To please give us this transmitter so that our people will be able to hear all this from Radio Biafra. Please, I just called to plead with our people to give us this transmitter so that our people will be able to hear and prepare themselves. Please, they don't have means of hearing this.
They don't know what is happening.
We are not getting any news from Nigeria. We are just getting news that Nigeria is getting better, everything is okay, and our people are not preparing them. They don't know anything. Please, our people, please give us this transmitter so that our people will be able to hear. Please.
Thank you very much. What we can say is that we went to see the transmitter today. We are preparing. We are hoping to have this transmitter shipped in the next 28 days. This transmitter will not only transmit, we need to build masts as well. There are some things we need to do as well. We need to prepare the ground for this. There are a lot of technical detail. We went to see the engineers today and we had some discussions with them, even our photos with them. We went to a place called Clacton-on-Sea to go and see them. So we are progressing, and very soon it will come. What we are asking people to do is that as soon as the app comes out on Apple Store or on Android Market, people should go and download Radio Biafra app as soon as it comes out. It should be able to help solve the problem before the transmitter comes, we hope. So we are hoping and praying that the developers in Australia will be able to tell us how far they have gone. So we have the transmitter in mind, and thank you very much for calling. We have all of you in mind as well, and very soon we hope, by the grace of God, the transmitter will be there. Okay?
Thank
you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We're once again confirming that we attended to our engineers. We saw our transmitter. They have tested it, and everything is in good working order. It is a brand new equipment, and we are negotiating with them on the best place to site it and all the rest of it, and also reassuring them that we will get their money completed in 27 days' time. If you want to help, as our brother said from Lagos, people back home, they are not getting the proper news. Why? Don't wait and say, oh, I heard somebody that called from South Africa. Maybe they have donated. Because of that, let me sit back and wait. No, don't do it that way. Without public donation, of which I paid for in Imo State, there will be no Simon Bakwe Airport today. We paid for it. It wasn't built by the federal government of that very zoological republic. It was built by the good people of the old Imo State under the guardianship of the great man himself, Sam Onunaka Mbakwe. Wherever he is, his soul will not only rest in peace, he will be seated at the right-hand side of God himself. He is a man that, I don't know, I don't think I'm even worthy enough for him to be allowed to wash his feet. He was a great man. We must remember him. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have somebody on Skype. We cannot hear you. Your system is faulty. We can't hear you. Give us your name and where you are, please, the caller on Skype.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Okay, I'm calling from Russia. My name is Chinagrom Chima.
Chinagrom Chima from Russia. Please go ahead. Are you part of us in Russia?
Moscow.
Yes, are you part of the Biafran family in Moscow, in Russia?
Exactly. Yes, I'm with the Abidjan.
Okay, that's good. Go ahead.
All right. So, please, I want to thank you very much for your effort, which you are putting to see that we come out of doom. Thank you very much, and all the people in the editorial board of Radio Biafra. So I want to make this comment concerning the last caller that called from India, that saying about the autopsy that Governor Obi should release. Please, I want you to enlighten us. What is this autopsy? Is it only the autopsy result? Is it only the governor that has the power or the ability to release such? Please enlighten us. What is this autopsy?
Yes. First of all, the autopsy is the report of the examiner, what they call the examiner's report on the dead bodies into Ezu River to determine the cause of death. What killed our brothers in Ezu River? Obogeniburu, huh? Autopsy is a medical examination of a dead body to determine the cause of death, what killed them. That autopsy was ordered for by the Senate committee that sat on the mysterious death on Ezu River. And Peter Obi, being the chief security, if Peter Obi tells Jonathan, I don't want to release the report of Ezu River because it will threaten the peace and security in Anambra State, he has a constitutional justification for withholding that result. That is how bad that zoo is. So that is what we are saying. That is what you mean by autopsy report. P2B is withholding it because he doesn't want us to see it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. No? Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. Hello?
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. Are you not prepared to speak to us?
Yeah, this is Chukwudi. Hello?
Chukwudi, what is your surname? Ahanaga Obogene.
Ezenduka.
Ezenduka, you won't hear better.
I'm going with you. I'm in China.
Yes, that's better. Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Alpha, how are you, director?
We are very well, thank you very much.
All right, then I want to tell you that the China here, we have started our meeting.
That's very good.
Yeah, we have started our meeting and we have printed flies.
Yes.
Yeah, so we are now trying to tell you that we are just gathering together to do our meeting and trying to support the fight.
Yes, that's very good.
Yeah, and we are hoping that God will help us and we'll get our own... We are going to get our own freedom by those idiots.
Yes.
Yeah, we hope.
The idiots in the zoo that are driving us away from Lagos. Thank you very much and stay where you are. Don't go away.
Yeah.
Right. I like what China is doing. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Laman. My name is Ikea, calling from Italy.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Italians are great. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Namde. Please, I would like to use this opportunity to chip in one or two things or ask a question, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, in terms of security back at home, because as I've seen that the transmitter is almost ready, is it not yet the time for all the coordinators, especially all over the world, to start meeting each other, at least to start discussing sensitive issues that are not ought to be discussed on radio in terms of security at home? Because if this transmitter goes down home, how can it be secured? We cannot leave it in the hands of the Masob or the youth. It needs to be secured. And some of the Biafrans in diaspora are well connected when it comes in terms of security. At least the coordinators ought to be meeting maybe from one country to other to start discussing serious issues in terms of security at home, because it's more essential.
Yes, I agree with you that what you're saying is correct. But even Facebook is or Skype is not a place to discuss it.
Yes,
I know what you're saying. We are in the process of formally commissioning. If we claim that we are going to run a state or capable of running a state, we must have a secret service. If exactly. The people that claim they have that very knowledge, we don't want to call it security, because security is an abused word by thugs and criminals back home using Biafran flag to go and steal and kidnap and cheat under Masop. What we are calling it is the secret service. It will be if they cannot secure, if we cannot move our transmitter into Biafran territory undetected, if we cannot mount our transmitter on Biafran soil undetected, if we cannot broadcast from Biafran land, then we're not serious for independence. Yeah. This is the time for people to prove. If you want to work in the intelligence service of Biafra, not intelligence by mouth, you bring mobile phone now, I don't know, on the medicine and Biafran intelligence. We now have an assignment for them. This is a transmitter that Nigeria doesn't want us to bring in. It's a transmitter that some so-called Biafrans within MASOP don't want us to bring in because we'll expose them and their criminality. But our ability to move this transmitter in and broadcast from Biafra land will tell the world that at last that Biafra has a secret service worthy to be reckoned with. That was how Mossad and Shin Bet came about in the state of Israel. It's not by wishful thinking, by the work you do, we know who you are. We don't want people to tell us, I know security. No, this very transmitter, if you know how we can move the transmitter into Biafran territory undetected to guard it, undetected by the people in the zoo, then we are safe, we are home and dry. Then we know we have a security service to be proud of. We are talking about the Biafran security service, not just security running all over the place, touts all over the place, stealing and cheating, looting and raping and killing themselves.
Excuse me, please, thank you very much for hiding, but please, if permitted, if there is another avenue where tangible information should be shared, because there are a lot of people we meet here or even we contacted all over the world. They still have some idea, but it's very, very dangerous and not secure to air it on Radio Biafra. So if there is another avenue where this information should be shared, I would appreciate it, please.
Yes, okay. There is no problem. Are you a coordinator?
With Chike, Samson, and SNDBO here in Rome, yeah, of course, I'm connected here in Rome.
You're also, do you know about our brother Michael Iranya? Do you know Michael Iranya in Italy?
Yeah, I know Michael, but currently, the Rome, Padova, Chike, Samson, and the Napoli, the Michael Iranya of a guy, actually, we don't know where he is based, because the meeting we are having now is maybe from the Padova, the Rome and some other states here. We have not been able to identify the state where he stays.
Okay. Michael is not hiding. The person coordinating the forum for coordinators, let's put it that way. The person who is in charge of that very forum is our dear brother Ikechukwu Enyago, who is from Malaysia. And Michael is very, very formidable. Michael is part of us. Michael Iranya is part of us there. So I suggest you add Michael.Iranya. I'm sure that's his Skype name. Add him there. Two of you and all of you should be speaking to one another, know each other, and come up with a common stance in relation to Italy. If Italy is too big and have to be divided into two, then so be it. If it needs to come under one command, then that decision will be taken. But we want all of you to work very hard towards it.
Please, if I still suggest again, remember here in Rome, again, we have still your Honorable SNDBO, the SNDBO of all the Italians and who has been involved in this struggle right from the year 2000, and he has been bringing us together as a father.
Where is this SNDBO?
They know him now. He's very, very active now. He has been the man that declared the Republic of Biafra in 2000.
Has he called Radio Biafra?
You know him very well now. You know, I don't want to air his name, but you know him very well because you used to go to London, having meeting with two people here. And he's the man that is bringing us together here.
Okay. What we need to do is, if he has been in this struggle for so long, of course, we accord him respect and recognize him. The same way we respect the lives of Ekwenche. We didn't start the struggle. Nobody is saying that Radio Biafra started the struggle or Bile started. That is a lie. The people that started the struggle is Ekwenche in America. Biafra Foundation did their work. The first broadcaster of on the issues of Biafra is Voice of Biafra International from Washington. Radio Biafra came later. We must make it very clear. So if he has been in our struggle, I think I have an idea as to the person you're talking about. He should come forward, please. We need him. He shouldn't be in the background. I actually want to know how to. He needs to come forward.
He has been the person that taking us to Vatican and make us to have some contact with other embassies, IS embassies, and all of. And they tell us we are having our meeting from Padova. Well, he's the person, because he's one of he's the person in bringing us together.
I know who you're talking about, but this is Radio Biafra. We want to pose action to speak louder than words. Michael Iranya has been working very, very hard, and we must acknowledge that. We need people to come up where you are. Come up and begin to do something, begin to organize yourself. We are together in this. All of us, we are one in this very fight that we are pursuing. So you speak to Michael Iranya. As soon as the program is finished, you speak to Michael. We resolve all, find out where Michael is. This is Radio Biafra. No where he is, and look for him.
We have been trying. There's another guy that called from Milan. We have been trying to get in touch with him, because we have been trying to get in touch with Michael, because we don't have his line. We have been having meeting.
Give me your number. Give me the number for Michael and the rest to call. Give me this number. Do you have a number to give on the air? Give me the number, please.
0039-340-154-3601.
Repeat the number, please.
0039-340.
Yes.
154-3601.
That is wonderful. It is good to know there are Biafrans all over the place in Italy, and they're all waking up. Thank you very much. I'm going to announce this number, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. The number once again is +39 34 01 54 3601. Please, all of you in Italy, including Michael, who is coordinating Italy, please call this number. India, you must know who they are. Here we are doing one lady number. You must know who your brothers and your sisters are on Radio Biafra. There is nothing between us. The only fight we are fighting is against the enemy, to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. We have our dear brother, I'm very delighted to say, on Skype. Give us your name, because the whole world is listening to Radio Biafra today. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Michael Boy, I'm calling from Israel.
The good man and the great man from Israel, Mecca, the host of Radio Biafra in Israel, who made it possible for us to unite ourselves in Israel. That is wonderful to have you back. What would you like to say, please?
First of all, I need to commend you for a well-done trip over to America, Canada.
Thank you.
And welcome back to London.
Thank you very much.
I think I'm hearing myself after what you said already. I don't know.
Yes, because of your side, I think your Skype has a problem. Or, you know, the thing is that your radio is also on. So what we need you to do is just to go to Radio Biafra website, you're listening, and click on it or close it down. Only talk to us on Skype. When you finish, then go back and listen to other people as well, because it is only your voice and my voice that you can hear. So you close down Radio Biafra. When you finish on Skype, you then go back and restart it.
Okay. First, I want to make a comment on the issue of the deportation of Hebrews in the so-called Zoological Republic.
Yes.
It's very, very shameful. I was stationed in Lagos before I came to Israel. And it's all the same. The Hebrews are developing the Lagos area, only now found to be deported back to the eastern side. Look at what is happening in Moshi, the Ladipo. The same thing will also happen in Ojo Alaba. Idumota and Balogu area has been already taken by the Yorubas after the whole development. So you see the Igbos are scattering, going over the Lagos state, developing the areas. Now we are being deported back to the east. I think our people will have time to rethink about their developments in Lagos, those ones in Alaba, the ones in there was another one we were supposed to build somewhere around the Ojota area.
Yes.
So those other ones we soon have to face, and every other individual in Lagos will also have to face the same thing, one time or the other. Gradually it's starting. and nobody, I'm surprised to hear the so-called mayor of Ladipo asking for help. It's very, very unbecoming. If you think you are heading a particular situation, a particular section of the society, you are still begging. I think the number of the Igbos in the same Ladipo are more than the Yorubas. I don't see why the Lagos State government now comes up to tell them it's either you accept them or you go back to Igbo land.
It's terrible. It is terrible. Imagine a Yoruba person. What gave them the audacity to speak to us like that? Ask us to go back to our villages after we must have built houses in Lagos. There is a saying where we come from. You know, our people don't do anything with the adage and the proverbs these days, but I still do because I was born and raised in the village. I did not drink tap water. I go and take water from the spring to drink. I did not drink water from borehole. So my brain is still intact. My brain is still intact.
Also,
That's better. Neither did I eat with food cooked with gas or stove. It was firewood. So that all these things, they have natural elements in them that when you're cooking them, that goes into the pot as you're cooking, that makes the soup or whatever you're cooking taste more natural. So when you eat it, you imbibe some of the elements of the earth. So you understand where you're coming from. The type of nonsense people are tolerating in Lagos, and I can't put up with that nonsense.
Even in our so-called homeland, I think it's very, very unbecoming. Last night, somebody was commenting why the Igbo youth and the Mashup are killing each other. What kind of country is that? Are we going to? This is how we're going to start our Biafra.
They are not doing Biafra. These are criminal gangs. These are people using the name of Biafra to steal, to cheat. They are bandits. They are not freedom fighters. They are bandits. Because it will be better for me to go and fight. Better for me to go and fight Boko Haram. Better for me to go and fight Yoruba people deporting us from Lagos than to be fighting your brother. Something occurred to me yesterday. You see, if we spend all our life, for instance, I was telling myself, if we spend our life trying to let people understand how useless and foolish and criminal Obasurike is, we will not have made history. We will make history by pulling down Nigeria, destroying Nigeria. The likes of these buffoons that use the name of Biafra to steal and to cheat and to pillage, they will be consigned to the dustbin of history. The same way that God did away with those that went to mold idol and graven image when Moses went up Mount Sinai to go and get the commandments, the same thing will happen. The ground will open up and swallow them because they don't know what they're playing with. If people know what the meaning of Biafra is, believe you me, before you mention Biafra, you go and pray first of all. Biafra is a spirit. If you imbibe the spirit of Biafra, you can only do two things, not three. You are either for good or for bad. If it goes inside you, if you don't know how to utilize it, you end up being a criminal. And a criminal without end. That is what they have turned Biafra into back home. Them killing themselves. If you leave people who are killing you in the north, you leave Yorubas who are deporting you. Where you are showing that you are very strong is when it comes to your own brother. You're a village champion. That's what Masop is. Village champions. You are fighting your own brothers in the village. That's where you're strong. Whereas Boko Haram is waiting for you. It won't work. You can't fight them outside. When we were young, that's what we used to do. You engage people from the next village. Not staying in your house and name up. You're strong.
Killing your own brother.
Killing your own brother and you think you have strength. You kill your own brother who is going and praying peacefully. You go and meet them and you kill them. Whereas OPC in Abunyaga Kanapuranya, they are disgracing you from Lagos, disgracing you from the north, you have done nothing. That useless group should be disbanded. They're a bunch of hooligans there. This is Radio Biafra, and thank you for calling. We'll be
coming. And I have one more thing to start the place.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much with your team and the editorial board on the transmitter issue.
Yes.
I got someone who mentioned about the security of the so-called transmitter.
Yes.
Later on, I'm going to call you privately.
Okay.
On the issue of security.
Okay, no problem. We want to start our secret service now, not tomorrow. We want to test the people. And Ibunye had transmitter. If they can take the transmitter into Biafra land and install it, we then know we have a secret service. Not by mouth. A whole secret service is a BlackBerry phone or Nokia phone. That's not bunkum. We want to test our people. The same way that Radio Biafra is able to broadcast even from the moon. Anywhere we are, we can broadcast anywhere in the world. Nobody has that technology, but only us. That is what makes us who we are. If you want to serve in the intelligence service of Biafra, now is the time. Take our transmitter, take it into Biafra land, install it, and guard it. Then we know you have what it takes to be an intelligence
service. We have more things to do also than that.
Exactly.
I'll give you a private call later on. And thank you very much once more.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you, my brother. We are also this same P2B that heard from Ojukwu. Ojukwu spoke to him in the dream, in the spirit. our people are no ndie banye. Yadewa. We are receiving news this evening. These are the things. We have many of them. We don't want to release them, but we'll give it to you one after the other. Anytime they speak, anytime the likes of P2B or Wazurike, all these criminals, if they speak, anytime they speak, we'll go and reveal who they are. Today, we are bringing you who P2B is. For those who are saying that he has won an award for best governor, these are demented people. These are lunatics with no brain. Let us tell them how useless they are, how stupid they think. He is saying that he is the best governor. We'll tell you why he's the best governor. He's the best governor at stealing. There is something called the Agricultural Intervention Fund from the Central Bank of Nigeria, given to Anambra people, given to P2B. This intervention fund is 1 billion naira. This particular intervention fund has been sitting in Fidelity Bank since 2010. And there are no jobs in Anambra. If you are supporting P2B, he is claiming he is using it for farmers. Go and ask your so-called excellent governor who is doing very well because you are blind. You cannot see. Ibulishi. You are deaf. Ask P2B. Why is it that the 1 billion naira you collected from Central Bank of Nigeria in 2010, what is it doing in Fidelity Bank? Do you think we will find out? This is Radio Biafra. We have all manner of information. Wait until our app comes out. We'll then show you the images of this so-called Owazuka and Masop and what they are doing in your name. You will be ashamed of what is happening, what people have done with the name of Biafra. Which is coming. Everybody should go and challenge our brother Israel. Everybody should go and challenge who have checked on the list of these farmers who have. If you know any farmer in Anambra that has collected money from this fund, you let us know. There is none. This somebody by the name Zuoshi took money that should be going towards feeding Anambra people, giving it to here. They have put it in the account to accrue interest. And you come out and you praise that person and you want God to be happy with you. God will destroy you. You'll be deported from Lagos. Some of them are not well. This is Radio Biafra. We have a text from our brother. Please don't forget you can text Radio Biafra either on Skype or on Radio Biafra line. This person didn't put his name down. He said, please, Nnamdi, don't give any more detail about that transmitter. Please, you have divulged a lot of information. It's not good. We are not hiding. We are not hiding, my dear brother or sister. I don't know who wrote this particular text. The reason why we're not hiding is because we are Biafrans. We existed before Nigeria did. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Hello? We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. No, they can't hear us. For some reason, they cannot hear us. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see those who are... Otijeme is still... Go ahead, please. You're still on Skype with us, and you're very patient. We appreciate that. Robert, Otijeme, please go ahead. We are listening. Robert, Otijeme, can you hear me? No, they can't hear us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Italy. I'm Daniel Chukwu.
Yes, Daniel from Italy. Did you get the number of our brother we announced on the air?
I call him Nana. If the number was busy, later I will call him again.
Okay, that's very good. That's very good. Yes, go ahead.
My, what I want to say about the transmitter, please. If we cannot transfer the transmitter to another country nearby Nigeria,
not at all. We are not. I'm from Biafra. That's where I come from. I'm not from another African country. Yeah. I'm an Igbo man from Biafra. Lord, Frederick Lugard did not need any visa to come in. He came in with arms and guns and killed my people and took my land by force and gave it to Hausa people. Mm. I cannot beg anybody to go back to where I come from. That is why I go to my village, to my house with impunity. I go and I broadcast from Biafra land with impunity. I don't need to take excuse from anybody born of another woman to be able to go to where I come from. It is impossible. I would rather die going to my village than running to another country. I won't do it. We are going to mount our transmitter in Biafra land, in the bosom, on the sacred and blessed land of Biafra, will our transmitter sit and broadcast to the whole world from. Let them go and destroy it. God in heaven knows if Nigeria destroys it, will destroy every radio Nigeria transmitter all over Nigeria will be destroyed. Will destroy it. If Wazirike asks Masop to destroy it, he will go down with it. And anything that answers Wazirike will go down as well with it. Those are the only two people that can destroy our transmitter. Those who are stealing in the name of Biafra and Nigerian government. Let any of them try it. They will know that all the money they have stolen and accumulated using Biafra, all the oil money they have taken from Biafra, they will not live to enjoy it. We will die. I'm not afraid of death, but they will die with me. They will die with us. That's the guarantee we have given to them. Then they will know in their next life, when they hear the word Biafra, they will be running. Chineke Wakwahoko, mad people. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Udodi, this is Radio Biafra. We are on live transmission to the world. This is Radio Biafra.
I have a witness in at all now. My this is all doing out of my defense.
Yes, we are no more. Anyị manya no singing a radio ozo anyị na atụ anya ibuta igwe eji agbasa ozi n'oge na-adịghị anya biko anyị na anya kunu obere ndidi unu nweta obere ndidi unu nweta anya obere ohere n'oge na-adịghị anya anyị ga-ebuta igwe eji agbasa ozi
o nwere ntị ịchọ ka maka okwu mebara mgbe mbụ bidoro ọzọ bidoro emezi na anambra steeti dị egwu esi eji anazụ ụtụ a na-achụgharị ndị mmadụ na nwatakịrị. Nwatakịrị bụ oloma, mkpụrụ oloma 200 naira si amaghị akwụ taịfụ. Maintenance na-ahapụ, so na-ahịakwa ndị bara ukwu. Ka wee chigara ya n'ụdị omume. Ọwụwa ndị Hausa na-achọ ya ịnakwa asa, ndị bara ya gwu.
Ah, eziokwu. We know that for sure. Yes, we are coming back. We'll come back on the air. Anyị ga-abịa, anyị enwebeghị mgbe anyị ga-abịa, anyị enwebeghị egwu unu mgbe anyị ga-ebido. Kama anyị na-ajọ ka unu biko nwee obere ndidi. N'oge na-adịghị anya, anyị ga-abata. Anyị ga-agbasara unu ozi n'igwe. Nọ, anyị ga-agba mbọ ịgota transmitter. Anyị na-ekwu okwu ihe a. Nọ, ndewo. Ndewo. We have a lot of things that we are doing. We know that media is important. So it's a good thing that you're calling to tell our people all over the world. It's only Igbo people that know the importance of media. In the whole world. So also Hama. Don't know what Radio Biafra is doing. They don't know what newspaper means.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our people back home need transmitter. We must help them get one. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Tell our people all over the.
He is not listening. He is not listening. This is Radio Biafra. We say when you call us, please do try as much as possible to turn your system off. Even if you're calling us on Skype, you try and turn it off. And turn it off. A lot is happening. If you want to know how to organize your area, please speak to our people in Malaysia. They know how to do it. I'm very, very proud of the people in Malaysia. We like what they are doing, and we ask them to continue what they are doing in truth and honesty. We don't want people rivalry, factionalism, all this disease that is afflicting people from the zoo. We are the children of God. you allow people to discharge their duty. From your fruits, we'll know who you are. If you work very hard, you'll be rewarded. It's a Biafra of merit, meritocracy. We don't want people to come and tell us one thing and then do another. No, we don't want that. We welcome all your calls and also all your text messages as well. And let us go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please. Hello, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, give us your name and where you are, please. Yes, your name and where you are. Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, please. My name is... Yeah? Yes, I hear you. It's Emmanuel Ojukwu from Sweden.
Emmanuel Ojukwu from Sweden. Please go ahead. We are listening.
We thank you so much, and in other people that with you, and other people in this transmission issue, please, you know, we will try to get this transmission as quick as possible. Although we here in Sweden, we have done something last month, and we are in. About to do something again this month until this transmission comes. So, what I wanted to say is after this transmission, we will shake the whole world by protesting. And now there is one thing I wanted to tell you. You know, another thing that we help our brothers, Igbos, you know, to come up in.
You are my dear brother. My dear brother, I love you so much, but you're cutting out. I love you so much. Please try and call back, or we'll try and call you back. I want you to call back. I like your name. Your name is Ojukwu. That is the name of our dear leader, who is also on the right hand side of God as well. We thank those that gave us number from Italy, our dear brothers there. We want all of you to work together as one. In unison, because here we unite people, we don't divide them. We want all of you to be one. We want you to love one another, not by lip service. One need the number. If not for one need the number, there is no way that Mazi Darlington Imo would have given Biafra a brand new studio and given the whole of Biafra a brand new guest house. Please, we are asking you to emulate what other people are doing. We may be very harsh sometimes. We may be upset and convey to you the depth of our anger. Everything we do is out of love and affection. We don't want anybody to die in Lagos. We don't want Boko Haram to kill any more people. We don't want you to be humiliated, regardless of where you are in the world. We want you to think and to repent from your ways so we can go and get Biafra. Biafra for you, not for me. Biafra is for you. We are not going to lead Biafra. I am not going to be the Biafran president. Neither is Uche Mefo or Egemba. Nobody is going to serve in that capacity. I am not going to be the prime minister. I'm not even going to serve in any Biafran government. Our job is to bring about Biafra, to lead the children of God into what God himself promised them. And our job is done. People that will govern Biafra, you vote them in. It could be you listening, not me. I am doing my own work now. So please rise up and support this very initiative. It's very important. We don't despise, don't feel offended or slighted. No, not at all. You are being chastised because you need it to be able to refocus you, to direct your attention towards the ultimate goal. And that is the freedom of the people of Biafra, because this is Radio Biafra, and that's the only reason why we exist. We are on air so that our people can be free. Nothing more, nothing less. We are not here for any other business apart from Biafra. We are not going to build hotels. We won't build hostels. No oil block. No landed property in Abuja. Or, you know, where it works layout. Or in any other place for that matter. We will not go to America to buy houses. We will not do anything at all to associate materialism, avarice, which is more or less greed, to what we are doing. We are doing the work of God. Everything that comes into Radio Biafra, every of your contribution to the last dime will be accounted for in October. Even the those of them that gave us somebody gave us $4 will account for everything and tell you what we are doing. And then you will know that not enough people are contributing. We are going to publish it so the whole world will see that all this Biafra, and people are screaming Biafra, that it is not up to, we are not up to 40 that contribute to the running of Radio Biafra, not up to 40 people. I'm not talking about the in terms of the people that contribute towards the sustenance of Radio Biafra on a monthly basis is only about 6 people in the whole world. So please, then we must change our attitude. Anyway, there will be nothing left after you must agree with Yoruba pastors. There will be nothing left. And then the next day, they drive you away from Ladipo, drive you, deport you back. And then tomorrow, Sunday, you go and give them your money. You want me to clap for you and say you are very sensible? No, you are very, very stupid. And I have to remind you of that. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Sorry, my name is from Anambra State.
Yes, Nweke from Anambra State. Do you attend Yoruba Pentecostal churches? Are you attending a Yoruba
long
church?
No, I don't do that.
Soon we stop taking calls from people attending Yoruba churches on Radio Biafra. We will ask you
what
church you attend. If you attend a Pentecostal church run by Yoruba man, you will not speak on Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
I'm a Catholic, a non-Catholic in Anambra State.
Please go ahead.
You are still doing a wonderful job. We can't pay you enough. The situation at home is pathetic. It's a pathetic story at home. I want to make my own contribution. The last time, I think you were saying that you are not interested on economics, and I thank God that it's a political economics. In this struggle, I don't want to make contribution. Biafra is a brand, a strong brand, and now we have the Biafra model. Because of our brothers, down here in Biafra land, what everybody does here is trading. They also understand now is trading. Trading everywhere. So if we want to get them, the transmitter is coming, yes. This MP is making millions of naira through the hero beer we produce in Anambra State. You know the hero there, the quality hero in South Africa, but because it has Biafra logo, I want everybody all over the world, all the Biafra all over the world, to know that this beer has Biafra logo. And because of that logo, it's selling like pure water. It has taken Nigerian Railway out of business. You can make a research at home. So what I'm saying is that the editorial board there, maybe as time goes on, they should also have their roadmap, what you have economic roadmap. Because I know the colonial masters that came to Nigeria to have us, they came with Bible on one hand, and on the other hand, they are coming for trade. So as they are coming, since the Igbo man, an average Igbo man, is a businessman, is trading. Somewhere, you already have a trademark there. Let's start from a product. Maybe it could be a wristwatch, branded Biafra model, sponsored by those in China. Those Biafra in China can sponsor it and get it down here. Some of us that are down here on ground can start packaging it. I'm telling you, once you have it on ground, you know, you see how. Because people think it's using its own beer to get everybody instead of building companies and industries and fans settlement like Opera and Mbakwe did. We are building beer factories here to get people drunk. Because today we get drunk. And when we get drunk, people don't talk reasonable. People don't talk reasonable. All we do here is we need how to do security and nothing else. So please, that's my contribution so that as you are talking about the first, I appreciate the way you go about it. Your spirit is high. In fact, it's high. Because you feel like dropping this in the radio and coming down here to start getting the answer. But as we are talking about it, we should also talk about the economy. You are politically economists. I'm also an economist. Thank you, Mr. Kano.
Thank you very much. And please, if you have some time, you stay where you are so I can address everything you have said. I can answer your question. I can address you properly. I'm very, very pleased that you're an economist. I happen to be a political economist. The first thing that Christ did when he rode into Jerusalem was to go and clear money changers from the house of God. We are very intelligent people, highly educated people. We know how to make money. We know how to go and buy newspaper pages and become very popular and tell you we are doing one thing or the other so that people can contribute money to Radio Biafra. If we do it, Radio Biafra will fall. We are not going to print anything with Biafra on it and sell to people to make money. Any day we do it, we have removed the spirituality from Biafra. Biafra will fall. You see, I love what you said, my dear brother. The Caucasians, the Europeans came with Bible in one hand and sword in the other hand. The same way that the likes of Wazirika, even now, Peter, you know, they're all the same thing, in the same gang. You use Biafra on one hand and then you're cheating people, you're killing people, you're kidnapping people, you're extorting money from people on the other hand. And you claim you're fighting for Biafra. Peter Obi that killed Biafrans and put them in the Ezu River went and did a beer and put a rising sun on it. And our people are rushing it. That tells you that some amagin here Iberibe warrior. It's a disease. Instead of you to give me ignorance, give me HIV AIDS. At least I can begin to take some either retroviral or I can go on drip. Iberibe, that is ignorance. It has no cure. It has no cure. It's foolishness. Before you buy the hero beer to drink, ask yourself who is making this beer. For what reason are they making it? Is beer going to give you employment? We have our boys and our girls all over the world that can come in to transform the economy. We will build houses using 98% raw materials gotten from the bosom of Igbo land. Cement is nonsense. Who can? If you build a house with cement, it means you're daft. Cement is, if you mix cement with sand, it conducts heat from outside. That is why no amount of fan is enough for air condition. I ask you to go to a mud house in the village and stay there. The temperature is constant. Even ants do it. Termites do it. If you go and take the mound of a termite that they build using red earth, ajorcha, to build it, which incidentally is called brick, which the white people build with. Do you know we have a factory at Ezinachi that Mbakwe built? No, in fact, it was a Yoruba man that started it and Mbakwe finished it. They've closed it down. Instead, they go and mold block. Because Zotarama cement is because God has not given us the wisdom or placed the people with the wisdom at the helm of affairs to make life easier for our people. We cannot contaminate Biafra with money. Radio Biafra will not print any t-shirt and sell. Radio Biafra will not print any ID card and sell because Biafra is in the mind. Carrying an ID card doesn't make you a Biafran. Wearing Biafran t-shirt is meaningless. Or Biafran face cap. Bunkum. We are not in the business. We are not in marketing. We are not selling Biafra to anybody. Biafra is like Angel Gabriel or Angel Michael. It goes inside you and it stays in you. And it bears good fruit. As the Bible said, If you take the word as contained in Biafra, and mess about with it, you'll be cut down to size. Maybe not by man. We ask God the same way he opened the ground and swallowed up all the idol worshippers when Moses went up Mount Sinai. So shall their days be cut short. If I have done anything wrong in the name of Biafra, may God kill me and kill my family, not now, for generations unborn. But if I have served Biafra loyally with everything I have, with every drop of sweat and blood I have in me, let Biafra come. I didn't say let me. I don't need riches for anything. This is Radio Biafra. Chidera, are you there?
Yes, I am, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I had something to say. I remember there was time you wanted me to come in and say something concerning what the Bible said. I think I've said that before. I think you wanted me to say what the Bible says about people that like to stay and they relax in other people's places.
Yes. People without shame. Less people in Lagos. Without shame. Because of them, the Igbo race is being insulted. And when you tell them the truth, they say you're insulting them. Lunatics.
Yes. Ndiukunganga. Yeah, that it's the book of Proverbs. For those of them that want to check it, the book of Proverbs chapter 7 from verse 11 to 12, it says that that she is shameless and stubborn, meaning the Igbo people, and her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without and in the street, lying in wait in every corner. Not barely so. This is a very embarrassing thing because there are a lot of people say that most of them are abroad. That's why you're fighting for the struggle because you're abroad. No, that is not true. We're not very proud to be abroad. That's why we're working very hard to restore effort so that we can come back home. It's not a very good thing. It's not something to be very proud of living abroad. We're working hard to come back home. And also, I want to talk about the transmitter. We don't have 28 days anymore. Like I said, it's 27 now.
27, every day
yes, goes down. One day at Galani Mayor. The time is ticking now. So it keeps drawing us closer and closer to either getting the transmitter down home, or the company taking it, canceling the contract that we have with them. So
our deposit will be gone anyway. And our deposit will be gone. Please stay where you are. It's only 27 days we have. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Good morning, here.
Good morning. This is good evening from London, anyway. This is Radio Biafra from London.
Yeah, hello. Am I speaking to Nnamdi Kanu?
Yes, you are speaking to Nnamdi Kanu and also to the whole world of Biafran's listening.
I've heard your voice. This is Mr. Nnamdi from Malaysia.
Yes, go ahead, please. We are listening.
Yeah. My dear brother, I have nothing to say. I just want to call to thank you and to ask God to keep on blessing you. More grace to your able mind. I'm very proud to have a dear friend like you. May God bless you.
You too, my brother. And you too. And you too. And the whole Biafrans. And Biafra itself. Yes, he just called to. Of course, I hope God is listening. I don't want to be blessed with money, please, dear God. When they say bless me, I don't want money. I don't want riches. I don't want a car. I don't want aeroplane. All I want is Biafra for the people. I don't want anything else. Elu lekwa alale. That is all I want in my life, is the coming of Biafra in my lifetime so that I can die in peace and see God and say that your kingdom was successfully restored on earth. That is why we exist. Nothing more, nothing less. We don't exist for flashy cars. That is nonsense. This is not Biafra. This is Biafra because we are holy. This is Biafra because we know the truth. This is Biafra because only the mercy and glory of God can give us Biafra. Not anything that a man says. Not anything that a man does, but only the glory of God himself will be able to salvage us, and we can only get that if we are righteous people. This is Radio Biafra, please, your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Abra Charles Jr. I'm calling from Ukraine.
You're calling from Ukraine?
Yeah.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Mr. Mbalia, I really want to appreciate you for all that you've been doing, your efforts, everything, your struggles, everything. I just want to appreciate that. And on the other note, I want to dare all Biafrans in diaspora, if you have this money in your account, the remaining balance, you have it laying in your account and you don't want to make history now, you're a coward. This is what I want to say to all Biafrans. If you have this money lying in your account, doing nothing in your account, and you don't want to support this transmitter, you're a coward. Thank you, Mr. Nnamdi.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. We are very grateful for your call. Very, very extremely grateful for your call. We are moving ahead. We are not relenting. Biafra is coming. If they like it or not, Biafra is going to come. And we are not going to change. Please, I want people that can call and abuse me and Radio Biafra even more. Where are they? I want them to come out. That they are sending them, let them come, because every time they abuse us, I write it down. Is on the wall in the studio here. I have a small one photocopy at home. Anytime I read it, it reminds me of what not to do. Anytime I read it, it reminds me, please don't be a criminal. Don't abandon Biafra. No matter what you do, every blessed day of your life, pursue Biafra. Please, I need them. Because at the end of the day, that's not what about us at Gomile. I want anybody who believes in Biafra honestly to come out and stand and say, as I say, I have never benefited from Biafra. If I have ever benefited from Biafra, may my days be cut short, because I cannot. Biafra is sacred. Biafra is going on an errand for God. You finish it first and God will give you anything you ask for. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, or kingdom of heaven, however you want to put it. That kingdom of heaven and Ekwokuya is Biafra. Get it first and you see what God will do. And stop following useless Yoruba pastors. I can't respect you if you follow Yoruba pastors. Ishezu, okay. You are not well. If you don't know how to pray, you ring Radio Biafra, we show you verses in the Bible to read and to pray and how to pray. Stop following idiots. This is Radio Biafra, you there? Are you there? No, we don't have them there. We don't have them. We have our brother, we must acknowledge him, David Christian. I hope that is your real name, David Christian. David Christian, wherever you are, we are thanking you because you have been adding your friends on Facebook. You are not afraid to say to the world that I am a Biafran. We have respect for you and all the other people who have added their friends. We know some of you, you pick your friends, those to add. You leave out your Yoruba friends or your Hausa friends. Bring them along so we can tell them we are not afraid of anybody. How can I be afraid of my own name? I am Kanu Nnamdi Kanu. If I give everybody all my full name, you run away. Because it's very lengthy and very long. And it has meaning, all of them. Kanu is short for Kamanu Ozuzu, which is the god of thunder, for people who don't know. Kamanu Ozuzu is the full name of Kanu. Kanu is only an abbreviation of Kamanu Ozuzu. So that we understand, we are here to do the work of God. God, if it is your wish that Biafra must exist, then it should exist now, today, not tomorrow. After all, why did you bother to create me in the first place? If there is not going to be any Biafra. Can you help me on the name? Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down.
Okay, so this is Emmanuel Okafor from Thailand.
From Thailand. Have you joined? Okay, you've joined the group at Thailand. Is that correct? Have you joined them? Emma Okafor, have you joined Pastor Levi and the rest of them in Thailand? No, the line is distressed, is disturbing, I must say. The line is highly distressed. I must speak correct English. Before they, as Mbakwe told people, if I don't speak correct English, they will say people in MPP didn't go to school. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Anyanwu Ugochukwu Jerry, calling from Malta.
From Malta. Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. I appreciate you for your prudent conversion about Biafra radio and other things.
Yes.
When I heard about what Fashola did to Igbo people, you know, deporting them from Lagos, what I want to know is that is it Ben Galibo or Igbos are in Lagos begging, or people that, you know, maybe doing business in Lagos?
The difficulty is that the problem that we continue to have as a people is not being able to appreciate what when we are not wanted by people. We don't appreciate it when we're not wanted by people. We cannot go on being disgraced. If you are somewhere and people are telling you they don't want you to be there, then you leave that place and go to another place and stay. If you are somewhere where you are wanted, you stay where you are wanted. Where you're not wanted, you pack your bags and you leave. Even in England, in the United States, you cannot hear that people, that even Biafrans in America or with their children with American passport are being deported from New York to Tennessee, or being deported from Texas to maybe Chicago. How can you be in a place and you're being deported? What else do you want them to tell you?
They kill you, you stay. They deport you, you stay. They take your shed, you stay. They don't give you CFO, you're still staying. They say you cannot run for the presidency of the country, and you're telling me you're still a Nigerian. Are you normal?
That is, I was flabbergasted when I heard it. Igbo people deported from Lagos. I'm not happy when I heard it. There were some people I complained of this thing in Malta here. You know, some are saying that maybe people that are living under the bridge that don't have level house.
I'm mad. Okay, under the bridge. They are talking nonsense. I don't know if they have the benefit of decent education. How can they say people under bridge? Have they seen those deported? They've not read the story about Chima, who said he was coming back from work, going to Okokomaiko, and was accosted by some area boys in Lagos and taken to a place where 29 people are already dead. Our people, do we read? Do we in Akokwakokwo? Reading is not just reading A, B, C, D and writing junk on Facebook. You read between the lines the meaning of what you're studying and grasp it and absorb it and makes use of it. That is why God abandoned us. We read the Bible and we cannot pray. If people read the news, they cannot absorb very simple news. How dare they say that these are beggars? Who told them that?
That's in fact, I'm not happy when I heard it. I'm not happy. That I hope you are them at all. Hope you are them on the way I delivered Igbo people. I was telling all the other Igbos. Yoruba their own. Maybe the Igbo people, let the port is there back to Igbo. Because you watch any Igbo land now today, like, or no company, no factory in Igbo land. That's why a lot of Igbos are traveling to North, to Lagos to find a living. So Igbo, some Igbo need to travel. I'm not blaming Ocha. Because even Igbo land now, can go even with Oro. Only you can Igbo land now, maybe Oro Bank. And you watch a bank now. Before how many people employ in Igbo land now? Of course, some of them are from head office, maybe or head office from Lagos, maybe all their workers. Yeah, maybe from Igbo land, maybe two or three persons at here there. That's why a lot of Igbo are not as a whole. But I chose to go she with her. Okay,
No, it was opened, yes, but to serve only one man, Dangote. Only Dangote shipment can come into Calabar. A Hausa man.
Which is wrong.
A Hausa man.
Which is wrong.
I'm telling you, I'm getting very, very tired of reading this type of thing, to be honest with you. Because this whole nonsense is too much. It is too much. They opened the seaport in Biafra land for the sole use of one man.
Which is wrong. God is bad. God is bad. I am not bad. And I'm from all we came on Angola and news that now we're 40 feet of Biafra money in Batagane, a season at Badagri.
Who printed the Biafra money? Do we have Biafra Central Bank?
No, I'm from the news that now 40 feet of container Biafra money.
Why are they shipping in Biafra money? Let us assume the news is correct. Do these people understand? Oh my God in heaven. Biafra Katala. Biafra Ndo. So, can anybody tell me where else? Maybe it's another ploy by Wazik to flood, tell you that Biafra is coming next week by bringing in money. It's a disgrace. Thank you very much, anyway. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Yes, please go ahead.
Even though your name is Nandi, I'm going to tell you, you know, because. But the word that you speak is from God directly. You understand? Mostly our problem that happened in Igbo land, sometimes I feel like crying. But I have to look in because
Yes.
Maybe you don't know one of the cats made the talk on the bar from Lagos. No, you don't know a cost here. Eh? Then tell them that every day, on the outside, you won't be, you won't be, you won't be. You say, oh, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know.
No shame.
I'm going to have
no shame. Shame. Yes, now. No shame.
You don't know, you tell them. Then tell them what I'm not, I'm going to have no shame. I know you don't become a dicker at all, you know, Junior. I swear to God, and I still believe that. Just like what you are saying, the other is not ordinary. You know, I'm not going to have more, but I'm not going to have more. Let me go. I'm going to have more. I'm going to have more. I'm going to have more. Even if you don't have more, I'm going to have more. I just feel like, why God put me in this kind of agony? But I'm going to have more. Because I'm going to have more. I could remember 1991 when I was in Baptist State with my brother. A Yoruba man worship us like God. Every time they respect the bush, but they wait every moment. Every time we go to the Yoruba and Hausa, they have captured it. Only the way you know, one hour. Only getting around Anambra State. Those criminality, my where is our people? Why can't they come out and fight for their rights? I tell you, on our land, this is very joke. Sometimes, even though I was listening when you're broadcasting from America, it's a very joke. A man of the missionary journey can be doing that. In church, you are called by God. But no, 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 it's a shameful case. But you better me, I will ask and I will bring the ballet when any, but I'm going to go to Joe Nande. We have, I'm going to look at you, see, yeah, okay, you don't want to tell me, you don't want to tell me, you don't know. You don't have a boss, you don't want to assume you go to tell me about, you remember when I was in Nigeria, 2003. I left Nigeria in 2003. But today I never reached my country because of, I knew the man. I'm not a man. My brother never put in my gun to today. Oh, you tell me now, you die in jail, you call me the army. Well, I'm not the age of the joke. Anytime I'm in the book, I feel like I'm a big mother in the oil. But now I'm not a kid in the car. I'm going to pass you on the island, I'm going to run. Until you know what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the church. I'm going to go to the church. I'm going to in your life, you may find out power, that power is better than money. And that's like I'm all of the go back to Naka. I'm going to go on and I'm going to let you know, take it to you, put it why should you say that truth? Or if you're going to die, I'm going to make you. I am down for a year, I'm going to go to the Jehovah. You never know what I'm making. Now, this is what I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Then why not let go? When I'm going to go to the hospital, I'm going to take a boom. Okay, well, I'm so happy, but I believe that at the end we will defeat our enemy. But and I believe the nation. You don't believe what happened in the area you never sleep. She says that even now, this is what you're saying. Maybe like a team. I'm back on the money to do.
Oh, I'm mad again. Meeting to mad, no. I want them more.
Believe me, I don't want to be. You're going to go back to your country.
Can you believe such nonsense? Yoruba asking
you. Yoruba man say you get one and better. Judas is always worship money. Okay, for me, I'm mega. Some of the people are quite your case. I prefer die than to beg any Yoruba man and our summer. Any choice. Even a white man, I never bow down for a white man because of the bow. A main pity, God forbid, I reject it. I wouldn't even have never been a joker. All the fun of the world, you go, they beg for money. In the past, I hope I can say, this is the way I'm not. The only thing I hear about the church family is the new quality. It's very good. It's very good. It's something. Monday, I'm not happy anytime. If you watch out for so long, I never call this video before, but all my money can get it back. Every time you buy me, I feel like you break the internet in that watch, you back.
Thank you, my brother, and I feel as sad as you do. And that is our last call for the day. That is our last call. We are bringing the program to an end. It is so depressing if we continue. There is nothing good about the news, but that is what is happening where we come from. And we must report it. Please, Chidera, give us your closing remarks for us to bring this program to a close, please. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Thanks, wonderful people of Biafra, for listening to the broadcast today. On a conclusive note, I'll still say it again. We should work very hard to get this transmitter, because we have only 27 days left. In here, me here, I was also Shinama. That I got put deposit for a transmitter, and we can't get it at the end of the day. It's even better that we didn't talk about it. So it's something that we need to get. Also, I'm saying that all hands should be on deck. Everything that you can do to make sure that Biafra is restored in any little way, if you're going to make financial contributions, if you're going to bring your friends on Facebook, whatever you can do, we are known for bravery, and that's what we are. No coward. There's no Biafra. We are not known for cowardice. If you're ashamed, remember, if you're ashamed of Biafra today, Biafra is going to be ashamed of you, like I commented on Facebook, when the time comes. And woe to you if Biafra is ashamed of you, because what you're going to experience is gnashing of teeth. So I don't want anybody, I don't want it to be anybody's portion, just like we say in those rebuttals, it's not our portion. Thank you for listening, and rejoin us tomorrow, same time, 7 p.m. London, tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was our dear sister, Chidera Kabo, who joined us from the United States. And we are very grateful once again to all the people, David Christian, who have been adding all your friends on Facebook. We are also grateful to Anthony Anyanwu Nnamdi, and also to Ozoma Chukwu. We are grateful. Please continue to add your friends, and get your friends to also add their friends. We've not made 100,000 yet, talk less of 1 million people, which is what we need to be on Facebook, to announce to the world that we are very serious, so that we can have a one-stop place where we can disseminate our information. Do not be afraid of Biafra. Nothing is going to happen to you. Our enemies will try to frighten you. Why are they not afraid of Nigeria? Nigeria is the fraud, not Biafra. We existed before they did. How can somebody come into your family and ask you not to answer your name anymore, and you agree to it? That means there is something wrong with you. This is Radio Biafra. We are proud of who we are. We are proud that we are Biafrans, and together we are going to get this very kingdom of heaven on earth called Biafra. We ask you to join us again tomorrow. In the interim, make it a point of duty. You listening tonight, this afternoon, or this morning, depending on where you are on this planet, tell at least 10 people about Radio Biafra. Go there and volunteer. Click on community. Volunteer. Say, this is what I can do for my country. And then you watch Biafra come. There is no need for us to pretend that we can do it all, when we know we have not even done the minimum expected of us. Let us support our initiative to get a transmitter. Good night, wherever you are on this planet, and God bless and keep all of you. Do not forget, 7 p.m. tomorrow, London time. This is Radio Biafra.
Silly,